Yo, what's good, man?
What's up? This nigga.
All right. I was thinking about, I'm in the mood right now. So I was thinking about going straight into the pod.
Right.
But something on my mind. I was at work and I heard two people talking. Maya and Nigel.
Stop listening to them young people conversations, dog.
All right, man. Man, Nigel ain't young. Nigel's like 30, but he looked 50. Maya, 28, 29. She looked pretty young. But I tell her she looked 50.
This nigga hater, dog.
But they using terminology I don't know.
Like what?
Like Riz.
I heard that like a few months ago. I kind of put two and two together.
Man, I thought Riz being nut. Because it sounded like jizz.
Yeah, I used to too. I was reading the comment section on something, and somebody like, it's all for charisma. I'm like, okay, that makes sense. Fuck.
Yeah, I mean, Nigel sound like a British man. He sound like Nigel on Kramer. In fact, he a black dude, but he sound British. And he was like, "You don't have the Riz." So I'm like, "What the fuck is Riz?" Dog, I don't know. I kind of like our old slang better. So I want to compare the youth they slang to our slang. Because some shit they say I fuck with and some shit I don't fuck with.
Right.
Like, I'm not saying Riz. That's like game or some shit. I'm not about to say Riz. That sound mad homo.
Most of they shit be just shortening words. It's not really like coming up with another word that means something else. They just shorten the shit.
I mean, the only fly shit they got is cap. I'm gonna say cap.
Right.
That sound kind of fly.
I heard about cap like 10 years ago.
But cap is not us. I mean,
I know, but I remember who told me about it. My nigga Melvin. He was like, that's cap. I'm like, what the fuck is you talking about? You're like, that mean lying, nigga. It's your old ass.
Damn, 10 years ago, you was a little old, though.
Right.
Yeah. See, cap is cool, but I like our 90s lingo, like Shive. Man, bring Shive back. No, for real. Tell me Shive wasn't a cold ass word, man. Man, that nigga Shive, man. You see that shit? Oh, jocking. Man, stop sweating me.
Yeah, stop jocking. Yeah, yeah. You're going to be sounding like them. We're going to be sounding like them old niggas. They sound like the old niggas sound to us.
I'm bringing that shit back.
Like, you be laughing when I was saying my daddy be like, "Daddy, yo." That's how we going to be sounding, dog.
That's how Uncle Leo talk. Brother Dime, what up, daddy, yo?
Yep, what's up, daddy, yo?
Oh, man. But, I'm bringing everything old back.
You going to get pounds?
Say, son, we gotta bring our fire shit back.
Oh Lord, you know who you're gonna be like them old suit wearing gray beard niggas walking in the club.
Oh man, I saw my pops recently. He was in town, and I saw him. I was like, man, you looking good, because he had like a fitted suit on.
Yeah,
cause you know old niggas
wear them. He had a hat on, cause they like wearing
hats. Nah, he don't wear hats. Oh, he don't do that.
Because every I was watching him, I'm like, every nigga got this. They got this, the fitted suit on with the what they call it, fedora. Is it a duck wing duck hat? That's what they call it.
Man, that's not really a fedora.
I don't know the name of it.
That's them pimp hats.
Yeah, that's. I'm like, but every nigga got the same hat on.
You know, old niggas used to wear them wide bottom suits. Like, yeah. they pants be like fucking 3X.
Yeah, the old Steve Harvey's.
Yeah. So I saw my dad. I'm like, man, nigga, like, your pants fitting everything. You looking good.
That was the person at the store probably helped him out. He probably was lit in there looking for them wide bottom, pants.
But I think he listened to me, because when I make suggestions, he do follow up and start kind of doing shit like.
Right.
So. But I'm tired of y'all young niggas. I'm tired of y'all slang.
Oh, Lord, this nigga.
Go back to talking
you
like
sound
us.
Like a get off my lawn, nigga, dog.
I am. Oh, man, I'm on with a day, Mike. Get ready to start this bitch.
Oh, shit.
Yo, Mike, start the pod in 3, 2, 1. See, I'm feeling good right now. Man, episode 140. ISO on me, I'm ready. You gotta rub it up. Wait a minute, Shout out to Lloyd Banks. You cut it. I want to get the Fabulous verse, but and Kanye verse, but we ain't about to wait this whole time, nigga.
That's too deep in the song.
Yo, I'm in a good mood right now. I'm in a silly mood. I'm in a zenful, peaceful mood. I'm in the building right now, man. Like, how you feeling?
I'm good.
I'm
good.
Like, people who've been around me gonna tell you, I've been waiting for this episode all week. I've been waiting for it all week. Just, I ain't like the episode. I ain't like it, the whole performance.
Right.
From the beginning to the end, I just didn't like it. Getting here, I didn't like it. Was like the rain
the vibe was fucked up. Yeah.
And then, like, I usually rewatch a podcast, and when I edit, I rewatch it and I watch it on YouTube to see the final product.
Right.
Nigga, I ain't like this podcast at all. And nigga, I sounded nuts. Nigga, I can admit when I sound crazy, nigga, I sounded fucking nuts. So, like, I was talking to like some fans. You know, we interact social media and stuff, and right. I interact in person. I see some fans, I sound real Hollywood. But my interactions, I've been saying, I've been waiting for this pie because we about to do it this week. So let's start it. Welcome to episode 141 of the TMI podcast. That's toxic masculinity issues. You know us. We bring that toxic shit to the forefront. And y'all could be anywhere in the world, but y'all rocking with Hollywood and Fresh. We forever grateful. You know me. I'm the talk of the town, X around. Mr. One of a kind, but I'm kind of the one, Hollywood Nicky. Well, just in case y'all forgot, they been trying to stop the wave, but the wave don't stop. Yes, nigga. Mr. Underdog himself. But I don't know why he's the underdog, because he's really the top of the game. Mr. Mike Fresh. It's the first time mid-season he changed the drop. I do it often.
You're the drop king, dog.
Say, brother, how your week was, man?
My week was going great until my daddy called me yesterday and said my auntie passed. I guess she must have died yesterday morning.
My sister.
Yeah, his older sister.
That's tough, man. My condolences, bro. I'm sorry.
So, I guess he's supposed to be calling me back in a few days when they finish planning the funeral and shit. So,
damn,
I'm dealing with that next week.
Sorry. Are your pops holding up?
I mean, he always put the strong face on. So, he always all right. He's just like me.
That's your hero.
Yeah.
I know that's your hero because we talk about it, but we was talking about 18 years after Katrina, we had Clinton, we had Tyrone on here, and you was talking with so much admiration about your dad when, like, the city was in disarray. He was still down here holding it down and shit. Right. And, like, you was just talking like a proud-ass nigga.
Why the fuck he stay? I think I would have left.
This hookah was working because I feel like doing this right now. I'm in a hookah mood too.
Oh Lord, that's on the list, nigga. They gonna be calling you sassy next.
No, nigga, didn't call you sassy. You know how to cook, nigga. Like, I'm late. I cook. I'm just lazy. You cook on a regular.
Oh shit.
Let's see how my weekend went. I had a pretty, wasn't crazy, but stuff happened. For starters, my girl Tammy, her birthday was, I think her birthday was like last Friday, but I was off Friday. She was off Saturday. We both off Sunday.
Right.
But I wanted to get her a gift, so I saw her Monday. I went to Rouse's. Man, why the fuck everybody buying a Rouse's king cake? Them king cakes ain't popping like that.
Some people buy them because it's convenient. Because going to coming all the way to around here to go to Randazzo's, that nigga, they be having a line. Nigga don't be wanting to wait no line for no fucking King Cake.
Nigga, I'm going to send you there. Fuck. I'm going to jump early. Mike, go get me a King Cake.
Oh, fucking McKenzie still make King Cakes?
Oh, no, McKenzie's open.
They got one. I know they got one open. I don't know if they still make King Cakes. Nigga, I don't know. Like people buy them because they buy them for convenience.
Nigga, Ross's King Cake is trash.
Yeah, Walmart King Cake trash, but people still buy them, bitches.
Like, see, I can see if you, I can see why you say you don't like King Cake, because them King Cakes trash. Like,
and that's the ones most people get. Nigga, especially Ross's. Yeah. They buy them grocery store King Cakes.
Yeah, but the top-notch King Cakes, the famous filet mignon King Cakes, they're good.
Yeah, they're good. Yeah, they be soft and everything. Yeah, but most people, 9 times out of 10, you get a King Cake. If you don't ask where a nigga got it from, you gonna bite into that shit and it's going to be stale. That bit going to be hard, pause, and you're going to be like, oh, and let you get that, babe. You're going to buy the same shit that you just ate. You ain't about to reward these niggas for buying this trash-ass King Cake.
Oh, it was just overwhelming. Cause I saw like 18 King Cakes, and I'm counting like, damn, he got two, she got two, he buying one. Like, man, what's wrong with y'all palates? Like, y'all gotta grow up. Y'all must love chicken nuggets or something.
No, nigga, it's about convenience, nigga. Especially if your child is like, oh my, I need a King Cake from school because they got the baby and he take you to the last minute. Where the fuck you gonna go? The fastest place you can get to, nigga. You ain't about to come all the way down here waiting in the line. Then they might be sold out or they got a line around the fucking block. You can't, what you want, stay in line and not go to work? Fuck.
Well, if I got a King Cake for selfish consumption, I'm going to Randazzo's.
Right.
But if I got to buy a King Cake for the store or something, right to Winn-Dixie.
Exactly, nigga. So, yeah. Somebody going to say the same thing about your ass. They see you coming out of fucking Winn-Dixie with a King Cake. This nigga nasty.
Don't talk when I'm drinking. Let's see, what else happened this week? See, fool, like, at work, you be behind the register taking orders, too?
Yeah.
Y'all got glass, or y'all just, is y'all with the customer?
It's open. Yeah.
Like, you ever took somebody order, and they fired it?
Not that I know of. Even if I did, I'll just act like I ain't hit. Cause I don't be wanting to embarrass nobody like that.
Man, see, nigga, I'm on the register.
And it got fucking food cooking, so thank God I don't gotta smell it if they did.
Well, at my job we don't have food cooking. I'm on the register checking this dude out. We talking.
You gotta slide that.
It's only two of us. It's only two of us. I know it wasn't me, and he know it wasn't me. That shit was foul. Like, damn, nigga.
It was loud?
No.
Oh, it was a silent but deadly.
I just started hitting. Damn. So I'm trying to pretend I don't smell it. I'm about to throw up. I got to hold my breath.
Like, I got sensitive in your gag reflexes. Nigga, anything make you throw up, nigga.
Yeah, man. That shit was terrible, man. Like, damn, you couldn't hold it? Nigga in line with a smooth fire. Just let that bitch out.
He don't care about the smell he used to. He care about the noise. He slid that bitch out.
The loud ones don't stink. The quiet ones. Shit.
Look, that nigga's stomach was probably burning. He slid that bitch out. That stomach felt better.
Nigga.
He about to leave, so he ain't got that shit ain't gonna follow him out the door.
Hey, that shit lingered around my register. And I was up there because I think my cashier was in the bathroom, so I'm leaving her real quick. I'm like, damn, this shit stink. Herbie, come back. Jeez. What else going on? Yesterday, Eric popped up at my job. Him and Canvas.
Yeah.
I ain't see Eric in person in a very long time, so he's short.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Yeah, but I ain't see Eric in person in years.
You seen us in pictures together. I'm always taller than him, nigga. So what you think he gonna be to you?
I don't be looking like that. I don't know. I ain't see Eric in person in years, but I don't know. Like, he got a good vibe. Just
positive. Always.
Him and his wife, like we ain't do nothing, but just around him, I felt good.
Right.
Like, he got a great aura. She got a great aura. Like I love them niggas as a couple. Like I just love them niggas, man. Like, man, Eric Shirt. So he came at Harbor Freight. That was pretty cool. Oh, same day Jamie came to visit me. I'm like, damn. I'm in the office chilling. Jamie coming, get off that phone, boy. I was so happy to see her. I'm bringing her around work. Yo, come see my sister. I was really excited to see her. And I said I'm gonna give my dude a shout out. Man, I don't know the nigga, but he's friend of the show.
Right.
He be on Twitter supporting.
Yeah, show mad love on Twitter.
Showing mad love. Key Buyer, I think it's the nigga name. But be sure, mad love. And he like when you be hitting that easy, big fella. I think, wow. I mean, the first time you said that shit, I think it was me, you, and Tony. You was like, they got a ring with his wild stallion, and easy, big fella. And I was weak, man. Oh man, so you ever get topic suggestions for the pod?
All the time.
Cause I forgot who asked me, but somebody asked me. Somebody I don't know. Just I guess somebody who listened to the pod. They asked me why we don't talk about the Palestinian war in Gaza.
I mean, cause neither one of us don't know nothing about it.
We could do our due diligence and research the war and why it's happening, because we hear about people getting slain and stuff. But I'm not going to lie to you. I'm still on my selfish tip. I feel for everybody. I'm an empath. I can show empathy for anybody and care for them.
Right.
But my country, my black people, still not what we need to be.
Right.
So I put all my effort into getting us equality. Right. I don't care about what you're talking about. We're not equal in this country at all.
Oh, hell no. We
got to run more hurdles and jump through more hoops to get to what we got to get to. So my effort is in this country. That's why I won't talk about the war in Gaza. But I do feel for the people. I just don't use my platform for it. Hope to answer your question. Zulu Ball was last night.
I'm assuming you didn't go this year?
No, I ain't going a minute. Oh. I ain't going no more.
Oh.
I mean, John went. I don't go no more. In fact, I ain't see you usually see people all decked out with the pictures and shit. I didn't see nothing.
Like, I saw a few.
It wasn't.
I saw a few earlier, but it wasn't as many as it normally is.
Right. Oh, shit. Sorry about that, listeners. Mike hit the microphone. The ones on YouTube can see I'm lying. Ones on Spotify and Apple, believe me.
Nigga, you could the video play on Spotify too.
I do. The ones on Apple, believe me. How you feel? You did any parades this year?
Oh, I don't do parades no more. After working on Crown the Left for fucking 7-8 years, you would not want to go to another parade until probably you have kids and you want to take them out there so they can enjoy that shit a little bit. Like, I'm all paraded out probably the rest of my life, my nigga.
Yeah.
Shit.
I be getting next. You want to go to this parade? I'm like, nah. Nah.
Like, standing up in one spot and they don't be throwing shit, or they be waiting for to see niggas that they didn't know so they can throw them everything. Like, that shit don't appeal to me no more. And you got to keep your head on the swivel because niggas don't know how to act.
I mean, my other one was cool for single people. I'm out there trying to highlight the hoes. If nigga ain't single, what's the point of my
nigga? Yeah, I mean, when you...
I don't want to see my niggas. We can hang out anywhere.
Yeah. Unless you got like a section y'all do every year. Like, you should, people, they be having their kids. You might be out there for a little while, but I ain't trying to be out there from fucking Zulu Star for 8. Be out there till fucking 4 o'clock?
You think I'm about to wake up early?
Fuck no.
You think I'm about to wake up early for Zulu? And I got to wake up early for work?
Right.
Nigga, please. I'm waking up for 10 to 11. Get there when I get there. If I go.
Right.
Let's talk about what's going on in the world. A lot of things, man. Some things I don't want to talk about.
Like usual.
We do the Grammys. Grammys happened last Sunday after we recorded.
Right.
What you think about it? Recap, you know.
A lot of Killer Mike slander. A lot of Killer Mike slander. A lot of people, for whatever reason, feel like he shouldn't have won it. Then I asked everyone, who should have won it? That was my question. Because everything I heard about his album was positive.
No, I'm not a Killer Mike fan, but that was a really good album.
Yeah, I heard
that. That was a really, really good album. That was the best album. That was the best rap album of the year. Yeah. I can admit that. Right. Because it's been a quiet year for rap.
That's what I said.
It has been.
I said the same shit. They're like, niggas don't listen to him like that. Well, who should have won it?
He went up against who? Travis, Nicki. Who else he went up against?
I don't even know. Yeah, that was Travis Scott with that picture. Yeah.
But that Travis album, that shit wasn't popping. Right. That was not his best album.
Right.
That was one of his worst albums. Yeah.
Drake came out with an album last year. It was one of his worst albums. He had to come out with a fucking mixtape a couple weeks after that. The album was so bad.
Man, Drake last couple been bad.
Right.
I don't want to talk about Drake at all. What happened? Oh, the Grammys did some fuck shit. Nicki Minaj been slandering the Grammys for a very long time. She ain't the only person.
Right.
But yeah, at the Grammys, it was announced that Killer Mike Michael won Album of the Year.
Right.
But on Twitter, the Grammys tweeted that Nicki Minaj won Album of the Year. They tweeted that, then they heard and deleted it.
They were trolling?
Yeah, that was purposely done. They said it was an accident, but you could tell that was purposely done to take a shot at and piss off. I mean, you could tell.
Right.
That's why I do believe Nicki when she say, she be like, I don't go against these bitches, I go against companies and corporations. I believe it because shit like that happens.
Right.
Shout out to Megan, his number one.
Right.
On Hot 100. That's kind of dope. This song. That magnitude that being number one. Oh, it's hard, nigga.
I thought Savage, because you know Beyonce was on that shit. That's why I thought that was number one. But I didn't even know that shit was number one.
You know how many number ones Jay-Z got? Songs, not albums.
Oh, how many?
His first one was Empire State of Mind with Alicia Keys.
Damn. Nigga, Big Pimpin' won number one?
Nope.
Damn.
Dog. I'm talking about the Hot 100 is easy. That's what Megan did.
Yeah.
The Billboard 100, number one. That's kind of hard.
Oh, that's with everybody. Yeah. Okay, yeah. But, damn. Nigga, I seem like I guess because that was my thing. Big Pimpin' came on my TV every day when it first came out.
Yeah,
but, they played that bitch all day, every day. MTV2, BET, MTV.
Billboard
right.
is every single yeah. artist, so it's harder.
Right.
Oh, but about that Grammy shit, yeah. Then Picture Killer Mike got arrested.
Yeah, I heard about that shit. Like, it was a third party assault charge. I ain't never heard no shit like that. What the fuck is that?
I think he bumped the security guard, so they arrested him.
What? That's some pussy shit, though. Like, somebody bump you, so you go call the police. Like, something got to be done about this. Just have the man go sit back. Go sit down. We'll take care of this. Go sit down.
Like, it's just fucked up that his moment, he gonna remember getting arrested.
Right.
And when he was on his promo run for this album, I know for a fact he put his own money up behind this. This wasn't label supported. This was him. He talked to his wife and it was like, he said, I want to do this my way. Because I heard him on different radios and podcasts. He said, I want to do this album my way. I don't want this. I don't want the label dictating what I do. I want it to be my project.
Right.
And he did it his way, and he felt good about it, and I'm happy for him that way. But some people got mad. Kai said that.
A lot of young people got mad, though. Because they did, who the fuck is Killer Mike? That was their whole thing.
Kai said that lives in Atlanta. He streams in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Killer Mike is from Atlanta.
He do a lot of shit in the community.
He's a staple in Atlanta.
Hey.
That just show young people don't know what's going on about nothing. All they do is care about locking themselves in their room and doing stupid, goofy shit. This nigga in the city.
Right.
That's his city. Like, that's wild, man. What else happened for the Grammys? Oh. The Grammys always snubbing somebody. That's why Jay-Z gave a little speech.
A little.
He pretty much said, how can his wife have the most Grammys of all time, but never have album of the year? But other people, like, you know, Taylor Swift got a record. She has 4 albums of the year. Nobody ever done that before. Nobody ever done that before. 4 albums of the year.
Right.
And she's a machine.
Oh, hell yeah.
She's a great artist. Kanye also contributed to that. Remember when he took that thing and said Beyonce this?
Yeah,
that made her a victim. So people was trying to lift her up and shit.
Right, right.
So that might have got her one album of the year just by Kanye being a
dick.
Yeah, even though he was correct about
that.
Right,
right.
Single Ladies was a better record than that Taylor Swift song.
Right.
But Jay-Z was like, I mean, he could be defending his wife, but it do make sense. Don't give me these little bitty awards if you're not just to justify you not giving me the big piece of the cake.
Right.
That's what every artist wants, album of the year. That's the big prize. That's why it's the last award given. That's what they want.
Right.
So if Beyonce, who's a top 5 entertainer of all time,
right,
has not won this, it don't seem fair for black people. But Jay-Z, I'm gonna say this. Nigga, shut the fuck up. You are one of the most powerful people in rap. You know what you do? Stand 10 toes down and say, fuck the Grammys. Tell all your rapper friends. Yeah. Tell all of them. Hey, yo. Tell the entire genre. Hey, until the Grammy shows respect, we're not going anymore. Fuck that shit. Man, send all them white people there. They can have country and pop and this. Everybody from the black, everybody from the rap or R&B community, we not going. We not watching. I bet they televise 10, 15 black awards next year.
They ain't even televised Killer Mike winning his award. That shit didn't come on TV. Like, they doing the same shit they was doing in fucking 88. And, like, that shit just... Like, what'd he say? Keep coming, keep going. That's what he said, like that.
I don't think
keep trying.
He said keep showing out.
Yeah, keep showing out.
I don't think he meant keep showing out to the Grammys. I think, you know, Jay-Z's a rapper, he's intelligent.
Right.
I think that was a double entendre. I think he mean keep showing out in life.
Right.
No matter how much they hold you down, we gonna keep doing what we doing.
Right.
Like, just me knowing him lyrically, that's probably what he meant.
Right.
But I mean, I think Beyonce hasn't won album of the year to punish him, because he's boycotted the Grammys before.
Right.
In fact, I think his first time showing up at the Grammys in years was last year to perform God Did. And if I know Jay-Z, he only did that because they guaranteed Beyonce was going to win some Grammys last year. That's how she won the most Grammys of all time. She broke the record.
Oh, yeah.
If I know Jay-Z, he's a businessman. He negotiates everything.
Right.
So they probably negotiated to get him on the Grammys last year and this year. But he probably ain't going to be there next year.
Yeah, I'm about to say that. Yeah.
That's about it, huh? What else happened with the Grammy? Oh, I was talking about the snub. You heard Taylor Swift album? I don't know who won the album, but yeah, it wasn't Swift. I forgot who won it. But, the world thinks it should have been SZA.
Yeah. I heard about that shit too, yeah. Everybody thought SZA was going to win it until whoever won it.
Might have been Taylor Swift.
I think it was too. She won something, because they people like, well, she be acting all fake surprised when she win. Like, she don't be knowing she going to win.
Hey, Hey, yo. When she won an award, she was rude as a motherfucker. I saw this shit on like on one of them social media sites. Like she kind of blew past Dion. What's her name? Shit.
Celine Dion.
Oh. Kind of zoomed past her like move. It kind of like didn't hug her, didn't shake her hand, just move. I guess she'll rock with Celine Dion. That was wild. You know, usually like they shake your hand, yeah, or give you a hug. She just
right. Excuse me.
Yeah, but everybody. Oh shit! Everybody thought SZA should have won.
Right.
And they said the Grammys doing their thing again. That's what they do. The Grammys be Grammying.
Right. So I mean, I don't watch the shit. So I watched some of the recap on Twitter.
I didn't watch a damn thing.
Like I had to watch the Jay-Z speech on Twitter. I saw him trending, so I clicked on it. They were like, "Oh, he's telling people off and all this other shit." So I'm like, "What the fuck he said?" So I watched the whole speech on Twitter.
Twitter will fuck you up. I guess let's get into this. I don't want to get into it. Yes, Jay-Z was trending. Oh, God. You know what else was trending?
Yeah.
All right. I saw Drizzy Leaks. I saw that, so I'm thinking, oh, this nigga, he got some music that leaked. Like, right. I'm thinking, oh yeah. Last time something was leaked, it was that diss track against Kanye and Pusha.
Right.
Duppy. So I'm thinking, oh shit, about to get some crack, cause Drake ain't put nothing out in a minute. Some real hot shit. So I'm excited. Click on the trend and boop.
Oh, I ain't click on it. I just watched the comments. And I pieced it together.
Nah, I ain't looking at no comments. I just like,
I ain't see the picture, thank God. I did not see the picture. I ain't click on it.
Nah, it's a video.
It's a video?
Yes.
Oh, that's even worse.
That's it. Hey, bro, how nasty and horny you gotta be to leak your own dick pics? Right. That's kind of weird.
The first thing got people saying it wasn't him. He just taking responsibility for it because it was people had a positive reaction to it. And I'm pretty sure if they were like, "Oh, this shit, what the fuck? This nigga, the dick small," he would have been like, "That wasn't me. Stop lying on my name." Not all the bitches were like, "Oh my God, Drake." That's why I put, so he not corny. I was calling the man corny 24 hours ago. I guess he ain't corny no more, huh?
You know what's gay? They had niggas excited about Drake dick pic.
Go ahead. I'm going to let you finish if I go. Go ahead.
No, man. Like, what's that nigga named? Aiden Ross talking about something. Oh, man, he got a missile.
I ain't never seen so many niggas have a meet off in my life. Like, who? You should see. You think his dick big? My dick bigger than his. I'm going to put him side by side. Y'all can judge. Like, bro, what the fuck? Y'all having a meet off? I'm like, nigga, what the fuck is y'all doing?
Was that a random person or somebody you know?
No, hell no, ain't nobody know. It's random niggas quote tweeting shit. You know, shit, if somebody you follow reply to some shit, you can see it sometimes. Like, they got, I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, it's about two or three niggas have, like, what y'all, I'm like, these niggas having a meet off? So the chick's like, bro, this shit gay. Like, they not about to see two side by side pictures and be like, which one of y'all got the bigger dick? Like, bro.
Well, that'd be horny niggas too. Because the bitches are horny. Man. Women talk about, like, this is weird. This is so weird. Women talk about how they hate unsolicited dick pics. Like, out the blue, if you send them a dick pic, they're offended.
Right.
Allegedly, they're offended. No matter how big your meat is, or how high quality that pic or video is, they're offended. I ain't know who. Don't do that shit to me. Don't send me the unsolicited dick pic. But Drake, ooh, daddy, I want that.
Yep, that's all I seen, dog. That's how I knew it was a dick pic. That's all. Even on it was all on Instagram. It was everywhere, dog. Them horny ass females making comments like that. So I'm like, I mean, I hate that thing. I'm like, I thought y'all hated dick pictures. But they like when they it's all about. They don't hate them. They just hate them from certain niggas. That's all it is.
Seem like they hate it from all niggas. If you ain't famous, unsolicited, they hate it from all niggas. What are you gonna do when this podcast takes off and pictures of your dick surface all around the internet?
Nigga, I ain't gonna do nothing. I'm answering all them DMs though. I ain't gonna be no high class celebrity, cause you know the once the dick pics start going around, the fucking females gonna be like, oh, what's up, what's up? Like, now you won't come back around. Huh? You not seen that meat picture? Huh? Fucking right. Nigga, I ain't about to be acting like Drake and not answering no fucking messages. Shit. Then you gonna put in his Instagram story. I wasn't hiding my dick from the world. I was hiding the world from my dick. Like, nigga, shut the fuck up. You still corny, dog.
What makes it funny with Drake is he can have 98% of the women he wants.
Right. Except for the one he really wants. Because ASAP keep getting them knocked up.
He kind of like dissed on his last album.
He's still mad about that shit. Like, bro, you gotta let her go, man. She done moved on. Hey, what? Ain't she pregnant now?
Yeah.
They about to have 3 kids, nigga.
But 3 or 2.
This gonna be the 3rd.
But I mean, corny with money, you still a corny nigga. Shit, he just
right. He's a rich nigga. Yeah. I don't know why females don't be understanding that shit. Like. Money no uncorny you, nigga. You just a corny nigga who got money.
They don't mind that corny if they sitting in the foreign with and look, vacationing somewhere special, they don't care about how corny you is.
Right. Shit.
Man, anybody, no stripper about they ignoring me.
You can't make her talk to you, nigga.
No, that's hella random, but I be thinking about like these strippers I see on IG. Well, nothing wrong with that. I fuck with strippers. I fuck with dancers. I tip. I support everything.
Right.
But they be, sometimes they be seeing, trying to act kind of bougie or sedity or untouchable.
Right.
Like unattainable. I be looking at comments and how niggas be thirsting behind them. And maybe that's a turn off to them, how niggas thirst behind them. But the way they carry themselves, like they're unattainable. Like, man, stop it, bro. Like, stop it, bro. Bro,
what's,
stop it.
What's the appropriate comment for a ass picture? Like, damn, your skin look good. Like, like, yo, the skin on your cheeks is real clear. You must be drinking hella water. Like, what the fuck I supposed to say?
Nah, most of them, the ones who want to be like the it girl, they don't post the ass pics. They just, that's for clubs. They just post them like on vacations and shit like that. And try to seem all unattainable. Like, mama, like, stop it, bro. Like, cut it out. Like, I know the right amount of money gets you.
Like, everybody got a price, nigga.
Yeah. But, like, women swear you be broke, too. Like, it's why you ain't got money about it. Like, I guess if you ain't got, like, like something fancy or something. Like, they know, like I'm like, nigga, I dress bummy now, yeah.
Right.
Like, I do not put on clothes anymore. I used to be fly everywhere. Everywhere I go now, I'm in sweats, a t-shirt, pants, yep. And some sneakers.
Like, I don't be knowing what the fuck a nigga with money supposed to look like.
Because
all the rich white people I see, they dress worse than you.
But they think niggas supposed to be flashy. Like, a flashy nigga got money. Like, oh, man, look at his shoes. I mean, these are $700 shoes, right? Like, but like, look at the shoes, look at his watch, oh shit. Oh, we got a charger, oh shit. Like, nigga, stop it.
Right.
I'm not capping, my credit score 800, nigga, I get any car for one. And I got a job, man, get the fuck out of here. Like, you're attainable, stop it. Hey, that nigga Tony thirsty. Old podcast Tony. I saw a comment on Drake pictures. But I knew she was thirsty behind Drake because episode whatever, it's called Vacation Vibes. And we was talking about, would you let a dude fly you out? And she was like, I don't care. I'm already flued out. You remember that?
Yeah. At least you kept with 100, dog.
But she was she was talking about some I think Drake posted on his story like, my dick big, who wanna suck it? And she commented, me daddy. Like, this nigga thirsty as a motherfucker. Maybe she's trying to generate like buzz for OnlyFans or something, but that right. Nigga's out of Thursday, motherfucker. That's my girl. Man, what up to you? Can we stop talking about Drake now?
Yes.
Drake, you're a filthy, nasty boy. Just fucking filthy. And I'm be mad when we get famous in my dick pics league. I'll be mad as a motherfucker. Because I said buku a mouth. But I'm gonna be mad as a motherfucker. Cause not for me, but I ain't trying to embarrass my fucking girl or nothing like that. Like, shit. Cause I sent 1,000 of them bitches out in my time. Man, Mark Zuckerberg was at a Senate hearing about cyberbullying. I don't know if you saw it or heard of it.
Ah, I see that.
It was wild. The senator dude name was Josh Hawley, and he was blaming Mark Zuckerberg and his social media platform. He was blaming him for cyberbullying. Talking about some, look at the parents. Are you going to apologize to the parents? Like, Mark Zuckerberg stronger than me because I would have said so quickly, hey, yo, suck my dick. Nigga, this is a social media platform right. To connect with people. I can't monitor everything you do with the platform. So if you're getting bullied, you know what you do? Log off.
Right.
Hey, yo, dude, oh, parents, I'm sorry about your loss. You try to sue me, suck my dick.
You could just block people mid-conversation. Like, it don't matter how, like, they don't have no limit how many people you could block. Like, why are you follow or friends with people on Facebook that's talking down to you? Like, I don't understand that shit.
The fact that they're trying to put the responsibility right. on Mark Zuckerberg and not the accountability on the person.
On the person, yes.
It's outlandish to me. That's what outlandish.
Like, just block the, like, monitor every conversation on social media all the time?
They got 100 million Facebook users.
Right.
You think Mark Zuckerberg would have, hey, oops, oh, he said something, let's censor this. Like, they could hire so many workers to do so many things, but come on, you about to monitor everything somebody types? Right. Stop that.
Like, you need to tell your child how to deal with bullying. There's a way, especially cyberbullying, because you just could walk away from it.
I'd be damned if a nigga cyberbully me.
Right. That's like somebody swinging on you in public, like, unless you can teach them how to defend themselves, but I mean, everybody ain't got hands. But on the internet, like, just go to the go block that person and keep it moving.
It might be a little harder if the person, like, at your school or something that's cyberbullying, say you do something and they got, like, a video of you and they at school, like, posting right, around
right,
the school.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then you don't kill yourself. You go kill that bully.
Yeah.
And you'll probably beat that. You might beat that Charles or you don't get a slap on the wrist.
Right. I mean, you could do it. Just send a message and just beat the fuck out of him. You gotta kill him. Like, if you ask somebody to leave you alone and they don't want to leave you alone, you gotta send a message at that point.
If you can't beat them up, tell your parents to give you money so you can pay somebody to beat them up.
Yeah. Or if they got like a little brother or something, I'll beat their little brother. I'm gonna find somebody to beat up.
I know one thing. A sock full of nickels?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I'm beating the shit out
that's
you.
That's an equalizer. A weapon is always an equalizer. Fuck.
You only going to bully me for so long before you get that sock full of nickels.
Right. Fuck. Like people got to be... I understand, like, we grew up in an era where a lot of shit was traumatic, so a lot of people don't want to bring that shit with them when they grow up and have their own kids, but you got to teach... You got to... Fighting is healthy to a certain point. If people don't want to leave you alone... Like, you can't talk your way out of every situation. Sometimes violence is necessary. I'm sorry to say it, but it's the truth. Sometimes you got to throw hands.
Everybody's not equipped for violence.
I understand that. But you got to find an alternative, because you can't talk your way out of every situation. Because some niggas don't back down.
Some niggas don't. Honestly, once you get punched in the face one time, you straight.
Right.
You punch the bully one time, they straight. You get punched one time, you realize it's not the end of the world.
And most of the time, it don't hurt as bad, because most niggas don't know how to throw a proper punch anyway. So they probably gonna miss or hit you in the wrong spot. And you gonna be like, that's it.
But we talking about one-on-ones.
Yeah.
Bullies fighting pack. They come in packs.
Right.
Man, keep a poke on you and stab niggas the fuck up. Because I ain't got no sympathy for somebody when they get stabbed up, when they jump at somebody.
Oh, hell no.
Like, if it's a 3-on-1 and niggas stab you up and you die, well.
Like, in any situation where it's an unfair fight, nigga, the rules go out the window.
Like, 1-on-1, you probably should just shoot the fair one. You ain't got to kill
him. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then one whoever getting the advantage, you break the shit up, then you lost. You got to leave.
I can't tell you that, because I'm never fighting 1-on-1 again. At this ripe age of 37, you are never getting a fair one from me ever again. If I thank you by a throw a punch, you getting shot. If you approach me on what's happening? I'm going to shoot you. I am way too old to throw a punch. The only way I might punch you is at work. And I'm not punching you then. I'm stabbing you or beating you with a hammer.
This nigga crazy.
What you think about a fight now, nigga? As old as I am? I'm going to tell you, you got it and walk away.
Man, you got to belly a nigga real quick. Lock them hands.
I'm not.
Slam a nigga right quick.
The last time I suplexed the nigga, I worked at Save-A-Lot. He was trying to steal a basket full of meat. And they're going to tell me, you can't touch me, you're a manager. She. Took that boy to Suplex City. She.
Get that nigga right quick. Throw that chokehold on the nigga real quick. They'll calm down. They can't breathe.
But I'm as old as I am now, because I'm weaker now. I realize I'm not as strong as I used to be. Like, at work, I used to be slinging shit. I can't sling shit no more. Body weaker. So, getting fucked up.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, Robin trash, by the way.
For what?
It was brought to my attention the way she was being stretched out.
Oh.
In a video. By some nigga. Look real intimate and shit. I don't care if it was just yoga and stretching and shit. Man, Robbie, you trash. Say, yo. Man, you know we cancel everything? Are we canceling Diddy? Or is he still...
I think he's just trying to disappear until everybody start talking about something else. And then he gonna pop back up probably sometime this year. Because I ain't heard from him since... Thanksgiving week? When that cash shit hit,
yeah.
I ain't heard about him since.
Yeah, he trying to stay low.
Yeah, he trying to stay low.
He posted on Instagram, but he turned the comments off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he trying to stay low. Probably around the summer, he going to try to come out with a banger or some shit, try to get everybody back on his side. Carice still fuck with him? Because I ain't heard her say nothing about that nigga sitting in months.
I don't know, nigga.
She came out with a song Friday.
He's still rich.
So. Yeah. She don't post that nigga nothing no more.
I'm pretty sure her PR team tells her to keep her distance from that nigga.
Right, right, right.
They still might fuck with each other behind closed doors. But, like, I really ain't canceled Diddy yet. Him and Cassie, that Cassie situation is ugly. But it didn't bother me as much. Because Cassie's an adult, and she could have said no to everything. It could have been, no, I'm not fucking these dudes. No, I ain't taking these drugs. Like, man, I'm not trying to hear about peer pressure, or he's so powerful, he could ruin my career. You had the choice to say no.
What? I understand that he could have, but it's not like she was like Mary J. Blige. She was pumping out hits. Like, what career he could have ruined? Her whole career was being his old lady. Cause that's all I ever seen her do. She had that one song that kind of was mediocre.
She had two songs.
Two songs, and they both was mediocre.
And she's on Addicted. But her song was Replacement Girl with Lil Wayne and Me and You.
Yeah.
And she was in a movie, Perfect Match.
I ain't never seen it in my life. Never heard of it.
Terrence Jan, Donald Faison.
Never heard of it.
Your girl from...
It sounded like a Hallmark movie.
Laura London. It's all right.
It's all right.
It's not a poo movie. I watched a lot of times. I fuck with it. It's...
But what career she was worrying about ruining like that? Well, she just couldn't say no to these heavy drugs and these orgies.
If they talking like that nigga, he probably been like, look, bitch, if you don't fuck with me, I'm going to blackball you. You never going to get a job again. You never going to put no albums out. I'm going to spread the word. And people in Hollywood do that. Or in the music industry, they do that. They do blackball people.
I'm not saying that none of that didn't happen, but...
She could have said no.
It wasn't like she was like a child star, so she was like at the top, and then Diddy kind of like a bridge. She never was like the it girl where she was like popping out number ones to where she got a career. Like, you can't... That's like saying, oh, somebody come in, I'm going to ruin y'all podcast. Y'all are going to be like, nigga, we going to stop doing this shit and start doing something else. We can just go do something else.
Nobody's ever going to tell us that.
Fuck.
I'm going to leave with this.
Like, nigga, you can always go do something else. You don't have to. That's not the only job in the world is making music.
Yeah, that's facts. I do feel for Cassie in her situation. I feel for her.
Yeah.
I'm just not putting up everything on Diddy, so I'm not canceling him. I like hearing Benjamins. What you want to do? Want to be ballers?
See, you know what I noticed recently? R. Kelly's starting to pop up more and more on social media. Like, I'm talking about the music.
I'm not playing that nigga. I told you, I want to hear Ignition real bad. I still speak in the head.
People slowly but surely starting to listen to R. Kelly again. I guess they feel like it's been long enough.
Never again. Like, when you start dissecting the music, you can't listen to it because he be talking about just fucking young girls. Like, you can't get it out your head. You can't.
I feel you.
And he's a musical genius.
Right.
But I'm not playing Ignition, and I want to hear that real bad. Now, I want to hear that bad, nigga. And I don't know why I'm torturing myself. I could just press play. Right. But I'm not.
Like, don't he need them streams to pay all the victims off anyway?
To pay restitution, yeah. Yes. I still ain't doing it, though. Sorry, victims. Got to find another way. That's fucked up.
This nigga throw up.
Nah, I ain't canceling Diddy. Oh, say, bro. You know, Black Tatted, the creator of Black Smoke, the vape pen, the hookah. I mean, the whatever tobacco-less hookah.
Yeah.
Hey, you know he got robbed?
No, I didn't hear about that.
Apparently, nigga made a fake ID with his name on it. Went to Chase and pulled out $40,000.
Without his account information?
Man, I don't know how.
How the fuck they did that?
I don't know how it went, but he put on Instagram, he put a dude picture and was like, I'm looking for this bitch. And I can tell he runs his own Instagram because you can't do that.
Right.
Because if something happens to that dude, you're the prime suspect.
Right, right.
If something happened to him, you're going to jail.
Right.
You know what? I should have found that nigga, kidnapped that nigga, and then blackmail Black Tatted. Like, say, dog, give me 40 bands off. Yeah, I'ma kill him and you go to jail.
I oughta cut up in that bank, dog. Like, some nigga came in here with an ID, y'all gave him $40,000.
Yeah.
He ain't got no account information, he ain't got no card.
Like, I don't know. I think dude like hacked him some kind of way, but he went inside the bank. He went physically inside that bank and pulled out 40 bands.
Like,
man, bro, that's crazy.
Oh my god, I'd have been heated, though.
He probably was either. I mean, dude seemed like a fun-loving dude. Like, he's always smiling and shit.
Right.
And he should be. He's pretty successful. Like, that hookah thing was fucking brilliant.
Right.
Damn, I wish I thought of that. That's fucking brilliant. But, Nigga got it for 40 bands. I'm assuming Chase is going to put it back. Because every time my money all account was altered, Chase put it back.
Right.
But I ain't never had 40 bands taken. Nigga, I'd have shot somebody in that fucking bank. Nigga, I'm poor. Well, you know how hard it is to get $40,000, nigga? Shit.
I think if I looked at his app, what the fuck?
40,000, nigga?
That bitch had negative 40,000.
Nigga, I'm mad if I lose $400. Like, what my $400 at, Chase? Get my $400.
So you ain't never looking at your phone. You be like half sleepy. You be like mad news. Your eyes get real big. Oh, Lord. Oh, I know that nigga woke up real quick.
What's going on? Said, bro, you ever like watch movies and think about the characters you hate?
Oh shit! Like I'm trying to think of a movie where I hate some of the characters.
Like, I could start it off.
Go ahead.
In Django, I hate Samuel L. Jackson so much.
Yeah, I do.
Like, I hate him so. That's he one of my favorite actors.
Right.
But I hated him so much in that movie. I hated him in real life for a good 9 months.
You did?
Yes. That's how I know he did a good job, because I hated him in real life for a good 9 months.
Oh,
and he's one of my favorite actors. And he, as a real, like a humanitarian, he a real nigga.
Yeah.
Always looking out for people, right. Helping people out.
Oh, shit, nigga. he did too good, huh?
He did way too good. I'm seeing his face right now. I want to punch him. This might be a little shocker, but I don't hate him, but I dislike Simba.
From Lion King?
Yeah. Nah, Mufasa was my nigga.
Damn.
Like, he a real nigga. If Simba listened, Mufasa would be alive.
He would.
Like, Mufasa dead, and he won't run away. Nigga, that's 0-2. Not Pride Land. And Shambles can scar bitch ass running that old mean green eyed bitch.
I mean, Scar was gonna kill him anyway, so he had to leave. Shit. If he would have stayed, they was gonna end up killing his ass.
Oh, Mufasa was alive. Mufasa would have fought it. Oh, man, Scar was beating Simba ass.
And then he said, talking about last fight?
Yeah. I killed Mufasa. Then that adrenaline started rushing up. Oh, Simba made Scar run away, huh? Wait, no, what happened? I forgot.
How he and killed him.
Oh.
Shit. They had a lot of debt in that fucking movie. I just realized that. Damn, that was a lot of debt in that movie.
That movie was so sad. I couldn't watch it. Like, once I saw it as a kid, I ain't watch it again since I was a man. And I ain't gonna watch it. Like, Mufasa dying, that fucked me up, because I like Mufasa. I like that nigga.
He wasn't in the movie for, what, 30 minutes?
But I like James Earl Jones. Like, you like him and everything he does. He like Paw.
I ain't like him in fucking Coming to America. I like how bossy he was. I like how he was like that the woman was beneath fucking his son. Like, I like, who the fuck you like you is, nigga?
He a king.
You not in America, nigga. We don't got kings. We Americans.
I'm a king.
Fuck. Your meager daughter. I'd have beat that nigga up in my living room. How you gonna talk to me in my fucking house like that? Bitch, I'll beat you up.
Man, king, all the money king got, nigga, you'd be dead. You and your family. Your whole lifeline, your whole bloodline, yeah, dead.
Take that line off, nigga. We throwing hands. Take that line off. Fuck. Nigga, I'm coming out disrespect my dog like that. What's wrong with you, nigga? Fuck.
I like James Earl Jones. My nigga.
Fuck, I like the mom man Coming to America. She was real cool.
Nigga, I asked what movie characters you hate.
I don't be like movie characters. I'm trying to think, like, I don't really hate nobody for being them. Like, when I root for the bad guy a lot of the time. So, like, them niggas be funny.
You rooted for Scar?
No, not Scar. I mean, I like what's his name? But I hate it for See, I be liking the bad guy. Them niggas be funny. They be the funny nigga in the movie, so I be helping me to hate him.
What bad guy?
Like, fucking Leonardo DiCaprio was funny. Fucking Sam Jackson was funny. The first big house they went to, when he was like, you can't talk to that nigga like that, because he ain't like all the other niggas. That nigga was funny.
That's one movie. They got a million movies.
I mean, but them niggas all. Tupac was funny in fucking Above the Rim. He was the bad guy.
No, he wasn't.
He was the bad guy.
He wasn't funny.
He was funny. The shit they were saying. But shit not supposed to be funny, but it makes me laugh. Fucking,
Above the Rim was trash. That's your movie. That shit is trash. I don't like.
But ain't no Above the Rim slander in this.
I don't like that nigga.
Ain't no
Above the Rim. I don't like Dwayne Martin. Montrose. You going to North Carolina. Where am I going?
Kyle Lee Watson? The greatest high school point guard in movie history?
Not.
Who's better than him? You better not say no fucking, that a white boy from High School Musical. Everybody talking about he was supposed to be so good.
I'm talking about Jesus Shuttlesworth, nigga.
Nigga, he was a senior.
Well, best player in the country, nigga.
Hey, he was a two guard. He won the point.
He had no problem getting recruited.
He was the number one player in the country. That's why.
He had no problem getting recruited. He was going to school he wanted. He was a big state.
And during Black History Month, you have to promote interracial sex. He was fucking them white girls on that college visit. Dr. Umar going to be ashamed of you, nigga.
His girlfriend was black. Well, Puerto Rican.
Who he had sex with on that college trip? Two white bitches.
He's fucking his girlfriend, too.
Two white bitches. And she was cheating on his dumb ass, too.
He was cheating on her.
Old ugly nigga from All About the Benjamins. Yeah. Wait. Yeah, that was him. That nigga with the forehead. That was him.
Hey. What else going on, man? Say, bro, why we give passes to people we like, even though they corny?
Because we like them. Fuck, we gonna make an excuse for the niggas.
All right, that's a pretty good answer. Because people we like do corny shit. Like Kobe Brown was a corny ass nigga.
Yeah, you make fun of Kobe all the time. That's our nigga, and I be having to defend him from your ass.
Kobe was a corny ass nigga.
Nigga, how many times we got into it because you're like, nigga, I love Kobe, but I ain't choosing Michael Jordan over this nigga. Fuck. We had plenty of arguments about that shit.
Shit, I'm trying to think. Like a lot of people just, in general, be corny, well, especially athletes. They do a lot of corny shit.
Right.
And musicians, like, we talked about Drake. I guess it's whoever we fuck with or who we like, we gonna look the other way.
Right. Like people be talking shit about Joe Budden, but I fuck with Joe Budden. You fuck with Joe Budden.
Shit, I don't.
They start talking shit about Shannon Sharp now.
Man, Joe Budden a corny ass nigga, man. I don't.
But I like
young Joe Budden.
I like rap Joe Budden.
I like young Joe Budden pushing the envelope. This new nigga, like, once he started getting money, he's a fucking goofball. Like, he do a lot of corny shit, man. Like, a lot of shit he do, I'm like, I don't like how you move. And he just fucking dress goofy. He's just a goofy ass nigga now. He got into it with the young people. On his podcast, when Killer Mike won, and he was bigging up Killer Mike, and the young people, like Cassinette, was like, you know, they wanted Travis Scott to win.
Right.
So Bun was like, man, y'all shut the fuck up when grown people talking. You know how he get.
Yeah.
So first, Aiden Ross, a streamer, that's the white dude. In fact, wasn't he playing cards with 21 Savage last week? 21 Savage has some marked cards and hustled him out of like 200K. Then he played 2K to get their money back, to get his money back or something. But Aiden Ross, it's a white dude, white streamer. I don't like how he jumped in. And like started defending Cassinette and started talking about our culture. That culture not for you. And he talking like, oh, Joe Budden, I got more money than you. You might. Let's you get $100 million first. You talking about streamers, this, streamers, that. People don't know Joe Budden started streaming. He was the first nigga doing that shit. Back in like fucking 06, he got a camera calling Joe Budden TV, filming everything.
Right.
He started that shit. It's popularized now, but he started that shit. So don't talk about OGs in the game. So I don't. Aiden Ross, same nigga talking about Drake got a missile, man. Shut the fuck up, dog. Like, get out of hip hop space. It's not for you, bro. It's not for you. And Cassinette, now that's he got mad at Budden, and he's talking about motherfucker. I'll buy you.
Right.
That's the first thing niggas talk about money.
Yeah. They always talking that money talk.
Like. Oh, you're richer than a lot of people. You're successful at what you do. He most popular Twitch dude ever. Salutes, nigga. Salute. But that money shit, like, you telling him you gonna buy him, like, that's, I'm glad he said that, not Aiden Ross, because I'd have fucked Aiden Ross up. A white man said, I'll buy you, I'll fuck you up. I'll find a way to get you fucked up, nigga.
I think he was, he kept his head on long enough to not say no shit like that.
Yeah. But Kaz and that said it, like, though, that's disrespectful to everybody in the world who doesn't have your money.
Right.
Like, because, nigga.
I mean, but he don't be out and about like that, so he could talk, I got money, I'll buy you, because, okay, come pull up and buy me then.
I got hands, I can fuck you up.
I'll beat your little ass up.
I can fuck you up. Easily.
Right.
You tell me some shit like that, you won't scream again because your jaw fucking broken. You mean your room like this? Why you shut, nigga? Like, man. I hate when niggas, like, bring up money when they arguing. Put your phone up. I hate when niggas bring up money when they arguing just to prove a point. That should bother me.
Right.
Oh. What's up, bro? Ain't Valentine's Day coming up?
Yeah, it's Wednesday.
You got something planned?
Absolutely not. Why would you ask me that? That ain't no secret, nigga.
I mean, you might want to send like your friend something. Said, I don't know. When I was leaving the day, Valentine's Wednesday, my girl Tammy gonna be off. My favorite cashier.
Right.
She was like, "Oh, Dominic, make sure you save my rose." Last year, I bought them all a wine bottle and a rose. So she just volunteered me to get some.
Now you gonna start the tradition, nigga.
So Christine was like, "Oh." She was like, how you know Dominic gonna get you a rose?
Yeah, it started a tradition now, nigga. You gotta keep doing it every year.
I mean, I'm gonna do it, but yeah. That shit was just funny to me. I said that. I don't do gifts like that often. I don't like give my girl a gift like for Valentine's Day. I don't do that shit.
Why not? You want to expand, or you want to just leave it at that?
I mean, I don't do gifts because I fucking do shit year round. And yeah, I could do like flowers and candy and dinner and plan a date for that special day, but that shit ain't important to me because I really provide and be romantic and do shit year round. So, I might do some, I might not, but I usually don't do nothing.
Right?
Just because, like my coworkers, I do something for them because I'm not romantic to them and I appreciate them. But my girl know how I move in general. So, shit, that's it, man. Oh, shit. This brought something to my attention. You know the Wall Street Trapper?
Yeah. From here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like how you move. He used to offer his knowledge. How can I explain this? He had like classes set up to teach you how to do stuff, and he used to charge like $400 for it.
Yeah, seminars. Yeah.
Now he charges $27 for it, but it's not really it. It's like a scam. Once you pay the $27, it brings you to another thing. Well, you got to pay $200 for the course.
So what you paying $27 for?
I don't know. To decide if you want to choose course A or B or some shit like that. And I'm all in favor of hustling, getting your money. But if you got knowledge, why don't you give it to people? Well, they say if you're good at something, you shouldn't do it for free.
Yeah.
But I don't know, like, just... I was reading the comments. Like, a lot of people feel scammed out here. And then it's saying, that's for beginners who don't know nothing. If you know a little bit, you spend $200 for nothing. You bought $27, then $200 for nothing.
Right.
Like, it's course class, so then you got to pay another $200 to get the next level. And the next level. So
it sounds like he found a new way to make money besides the fucking stock market, because that shit is so up and down.
I ain't mad at him, but I just don't like how I look. I look nasty.
I mean, It is, though. To be honest, it is. It's he's supposed to be teaching niggas how to get money, but he found like he found a new way to get the money by scamming everybody. Because he know niggas don't want work, so he's trying to teach people how to get money.
Yeah, I don't want to say scamming because it might work, but that whole paying $27 to go to another paywall is fucking crazy.
Right,
I ain't pay. I was reading comments because I was like, man, $27 for this call, man, I might buy this shit. Excuse me, to play the stocks real quick. I'm come up. We might be millionaires real quick. I'm gonna come up.
Right,
but I read them comments. I don't know. It seemed kind of nasty. Somebody I respect and I look up to him, and well, not look up, but I respect him, and I like seeing niggas from the hood do shit that we ain't supposed to do.
Right.
That changed the status quo, so I like seeing that. But the way he got looking, it looked mad nasty. Oh, you know what I hate? I hate on social media when people be like, I bet you can't steal this status, and they pull something like, you know.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Like, oh, something like, oh, God would do this, or I bet you can't steal this status. I never done this.
Oh, I ain't got no STD, but you can't steal that. Like, niggas not gonna lie and steal it anyway. Like, nigga, you don't know my status. I can steal it if I want to. Like, what's the purpose of that shit?
Like, oh. And they put stuff like, like if you love God. Scroll past if you love the devil. I just keep scrolling. You think God in heaven saying, oh, he likes me because he liked that. Like, oh,
he
no.
A, like, he got a pen and paper. And that nigga kept scrolling. He's
going to hell, Kevin. Right. Boy, niggas just play God for likes. That shit funny to me, man.
That's it.
You know what else funny? To this day, niggas still hate Kevin Durant. That's fucking crazy to me.
For that Warrior shit?
Yes.
Yeah. No, I see it all the time.
Nigga like, oh shit, he ain't the top nothing. He had a jump team. Okay, nigga, he's still great.
Yeah.
I don't care what team he play for. Yeah, that nigga still a bucket.
Nigga was like, why he not in the GOAT debate? He said, because he disqualified himself. I'm like, bro, y'all got to get past that shit, dog. That was so long ago, dog.
Ew, man. Kevin Durant is better than Larry Bird.
He is.
Kevin Durant is the second greatest small forward of all time.
Oh, shit.
Only happens, like, Kevin Durant is Kobe Bryant. LeBron James is Michael Jordan. It's all like, Kobe never going to surpass Jordan.
Right.
And Kevin Durant can never surpass LeBron. You know what he got to do? Win this year, next year, and next year.
Right.
And next year.
Now he got to start stringing championships together, but at this point in his career, that's highly unlikely.
With his salary, yes, because production-wise, he's...
And then he ain't never in an MVP conversation no more. He got to do that, too.
Oh, he never played... He never played 50 games a year.
Yeah,
he's hurt a lot now.
He'll have to be MVP and win championships for niggas to be like, he better than Bron.
Well, that's impossible. Like, he can pass up. If he won three straight, he could pass up Steph.
Yeah.
If he won three straight, because he's a better player than Steph Curry. It's not even close. Steph is great. Kevin Durant is so much better than Steph Curry. It's not close. But Steph is a two-time MVP and won championships on his own merit.
Right.
Well, he won two championships on his own merit.
Yeah.
KD.
Yeah. He won one before and one after.
Yeah. But KD won them championships.
Yeah.
Easily.
The two in the middle, KD won them. I mean,
because everybody like, oh, KD not Steph. They were on the same team, and we clearly saw who was better.
Right. One nigga was averaging like 35 a game in the finals, nigga.
Nigga, step the first of that boy. KD, save us. I need me a ring. Yo, man, we kind of dumb, man. You can final thought this shit.
My final thoughts is keep that same energy for Drake y'all had before the soft meat pics of meat video, whatever the fuck it was. I ain't see it. Thank God I didn't see it. He's still a corny ass nigga. If he was corny the day before, he got to be the corny the next day. Stop, quote unquote, me riding this nigga. All right.
said every week, the team ain't solidified if the lead ain't solid. I've been solid since day one. This is episode 141 of the TMI Podcast. We're streaming everywhere. Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, iHeart, Amazon. Oh, I hope y'all enjoyed this week. It was way better than last week. We do it for y'all. We all this bitch, Hollywood, Nicki, Mike, Fresh, we gone.